This call is being recorded.
Hello, hello. So this is the last Truth Tuesday for today, which is August 21st. I've made up all the ones that I missed. And I'm going to focus on de-stressing. How can you promote an environment to help you de-stress and relax in our busy and hectic lifestyles? And if you like to laugh and you enjoy funny movies, then plan for a funny movie this weekend. Why not watch something that makes you laugh? Laughing helps you relax, and it promotes happiness in your brain, your body, and your mind. So you like funny? Go with funny. Some 10 tips that you can use and incorporate into your daily routine or weekly routine is exercise. Exercise, whatever form of exercise it is that you enjoy, will help release stress and anxiety and helps promote relaxation. So find the exercise that you enjoy, whether it's yoga, whether it's walking or running, if you like dancing or Zumba, then go for it and do it. Any kind of physical activity, whether it's 3 times a week or every day, will help you relax and set yourself up to create a stabilized level of stress. Socializing is very important. If you have close friends or co-workers that you enjoy speaking to, socialize, have a little conversation. Every little day, the more you speak in your mind and express yourself, the better you're going to feel. If you like to write and you have maybe a blog, or you're trying to write a story, or you just like journaling, go for it. Write it down. It helps reduce your stress and tension because you're getting out whatever it is that's frustrating you. So keeping a journal and trying to focus on the positive will help keep you at a stable, relaxed pace. If you enjoy laughing, and even if you don't, laughing helps you feel better. So there's actually studies out there that show that even if you fake smile, you're actually helping yourself be happier. So if you have to start off fake smiling, then go ahead and fake smile. And then eventually you're going to be smiling for real, and you're going to be making people happy with your smile. So laugh and smile, make jokes, listen to funny movies or funny clips, anything that will put you in a positive mindset. And take care of yourself. If there's something that you know you need, then do it. We need healthy food. We need to eat a balanced diet. We need to eat the right foods that fuel our own bodies. Like I said in the other podcast, some people have foods that are actually toxic to them, like me. Corn products and sugary products and artificial sweeteners, all these things are very toxic to my body, and I can feel the changes happen immediately. So pay attention to your body. Listen to what it's telling you. I encourage you to go out there and get some physical activity. Build your relationships, the people that are bringing you up, that keep you happy, keep you active. Those are the people that you want around you, people that are promoting you to become a better person. And then do all these things to help relax you so that you can sleep at night, so you can truly de-stress and repair your body through the night so that you can wake up energized and ready to keep going. Get some fresh air. So important to embrace nature and do some deep breathing, even if it's walking. If you don't like to meditate and sit down, take a walk, take a stroll, look at the squirrels, look at the birds, look at the ducks, whatever it is that you enjoy to see in nature. Take some time to deep breathe and really embrace what you see. Take some time to spend with your family outside, whether it's sitting on a swing or watching them play water balloons, whatever it is that the kids like to do, go and embrace it in the fresh air. It just makes you feel happier. Be kind to yourself. If you see yourself coming up with some negative thoughts or behaviors that are stopping your positivity and your accomplishments, then put yourself in check. Read a positive affirmation. One of the things that I do for my clients is I teach them positive affirmations and things that they can promote themselves to feel better about themselves on a daily basis. These little statements, it seems silly, but if you repeat them to yourself several times a day, you will actually feel better. So I'll give you an example. I am beautiful. I deserve to feel better. I'm going to do this. I deserve it. Well, if you repeat that to yourself several times, then eventually you're going to believe that you really do deserve it, that you are beautiful. and that you are going to accomplish this. So set your mind, set your goals, and you need to write it down so that you can repeat it over and over again and keep repeating it to yourself. Take some time to meditate, to deep breathe, to relax, to reduce tension. If you like getting a massage, go get one. Make sure you have it on your calendar on a regular basis. It's something that you need and enjoy, that you have it set as a goal. Be thankful for your family, your friends, your loved ones, your accomplishments. Be positive and enjoy and embrace everything that life has brought you. And if you it's time to make a change, if there's something that you want to accomplish, then set a goal. Be positive about it. Write down your progress, keep track, and stick around with people that are bringing you up and motivating you to complete these tasks and to make your accomplishments happen. And that's it for today's final podcast. I want you to take this with you. Do some deep breathing slowly. Practice speaking more slowly than usual so that you can really absorb the information that you're trying to get out there and what you want to learn for yourself or maybe retain. Try and repeat these little affirmation statements to yourself slowly several times a day so that you can embrace them. Manage your time, write goals, and make little checklists if you need, to accomplish a specific goal. Let's say it's to write an article. You can write your little outline. You can start with one paragraph and check it off. When you feel that you're making progress, you will make progress. Get outdoors, take a break, make sure you're eating and drinking enough water. Check with your posture, take some breaks from sitting in your chair and get moving. If you're in a desk job where you're always sitting all day, make sure you take some time for yourself and get your body moving. And plan something rewarding for the end of a stressful day, whether it's exercise, taking a bath in the tub, spending time with your kids watching TV, whatever it is, take some time for you and de-stress. Have a great day. This is Diane Vicks, Truth Tuesday.